10-minute English from the BBC.
This is Real English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
大家好，我是杨丽。在我们的 Real English， 也就是地道英语节目中，我们要来学习一些书本以外的新词和说法。
English is a language that is always growing and developing. That's why you need to keep up to date with Real English.
That's right, Neil. 那么今天你要给大家介绍的这个新词是什么呢？
Today's new word is fishing.
Fishing? Isn't that when you catch a fish from the sea or river?I don't think that's a new word, Neil.
I see what you mean, but this word is not connected with fish from the sea. That's why we spell it differently. F-I-S-H-I-N-G.
Aha, 发音相同，但是拼写不一样。So, what does fishing mean, Neil?
It's a little bit complicated, so please listen carefully. Fishing describes a new kind of internet crime.
Crime?
Yes, a crime using the internet. The criminal sends you an email which appears to be from your bank. The email tells you to go to a website that looks almost identical to the bank's real website. The criminals will have all your financial details and they can start spending your money.
这么说Fishing 可以译为网络钓鱼，换句话说，犯罪人伪装成某银行网站，并唆使你把账号或者信用卡告诉他们，从而诈骗钱财。
I got one of those phishing emails today.
Phishing? What's that?
Well, it's an email that claims to be from your bank, and it has a link to a website which asks for your account and credit card details.
So, did you put your details in?
No way. My bank never asked for that kind of information online. It's a trick that criminals use to steal your money.
I hope that the criminals don't get into your bank account, Neil.
Well, even if they do, they won't find much money in there, I'm afraid.
Same here. 好了，我们来复习一下今天的新词 Fishing, 网络钓鱼顾名思义，这是以银行网站的面目出现，诈骗钱财。所以，万一你碰到类似的邮件，千万不要上钩哦。
Okay, Lily, we have to go now. You've been listening to Real English from BBC Learning English. Bye.
Bye.
10-minute English from the BBC.